All right. Good morning on this Monday morning. It is Monday morning on March 25th, year of our Lord. March 25th, is that right? Maybe March. Yeah, I think it's March 25th, pretty sure. 2:49 a.m. on a Monday morning. And I don't know when you'll be listening to this, but just kind of give you a little context so you'll know when I talk about certain issues, when they broke. And so that's why I give you, although podcasts are not like the radio where you're not, it's time sensitive, you kind of know the context of when things were reported. And the last thing to come out, and the reason I said that, is because the latest, of course, you heard about Ken Buck resigning from Congress. Now Mike Gallagher, a congressman from Wisconsin, a rhino. Ken Buck, a rhino from Colorado. Mike Gallagher announced today that he is resigning from Congress. However, he is not resigning by April the 2nd, which is my wife's birthday, by the way. He is not resigning by April the 2nd, which would enable the GOP in Wisconsin to hold a special election for the remaining part of that seat to give the GOP an additional, some additional room for their slim majority in the House of Representatives. Oh, no. He's not going to do that. Instead, what he's doing is waiting till April, I believe, 19th, which will ensure. So he's still resigning in April. He's still not going to finish out his term, but he's going to ensure, he's basically vacating his seat to ensure Democrats will have control or close to control if so that when if Trump wins in November, that there will not be enough of a majority of Republicans to accept the electors. That's what this is all about. So it's same old. It's what I realized when I went to the House of Representatives in the state of Arkansas. I realized it was not Republicans versus Democrats. It was the uniparty against you and I, the citizens. That's the lay of the land. And that's exactly. And so what I really want I want this podcast to be about tonight is all the different things that Trump has exposed. And we talk a lot about some of the things that he has exposed. But I think the thing that the thing I appreciate about President Trump that he has exposed the most, and I think is the most important for you as a voter, and I think it's I think it's important for that to be for that to have been exposed, so that we can move forward and do something differently in the future. And that is, and I took a long time to get around to what I want to say, but I'm pretty frustrated, and I don't know why, because I know the GOP is part of the uniparty. They are not conservative. There's very, very few. It's like when I was in the House of Representatives, we had a super majority. I believe we had 75 Republicans out of 100, and we could not get 26 votes to stop Obamacare becoming privatized Medicaid in the state. And we started out with 26 out of the 75 that said, yeah, they would vote for it. So we couldn't even get two-thirds of the majority of the supermajority. This is what we needed, or one-third, I'm sorry, of the 75%, one-third, to just over 26, to stop the vote. We couldn't get that. And it's the same way in the House of Representatives. They, on every hand, and I could sit here and I could try to tell you why I think that is. I think there are a myriad of reasons, quite honestly. I think some of it is complete and utter gutlessness. I think that's, let me put some percentages on it, just based on my experience in a state house. setting. And I think that extrapolates quite well because people are people no matter where they are. And so I think if you were to look at it, I would say that peer pressure is 30% of it. Now, there's reasons for that peer pressure. Don't get me wrong. But I believe there's a lot of good people that probably normally would have voted. They want to vote the right way. They want to vote conservative. They just don't have the guts. They don't have the spine to do it. So I think 30% is just gutlessness, and it's peer pressure. It's kind of like high school kids smoking or kids doing things, you know, because they don't want to feel left out. They don't want to feel like they're, you know, a nobody. And it's just low self-esteem, in my estimation. So I think 30% of it is definitely gutlessness and just spineless and just, you know, wants to go along to get along so they're not out on the island. So I think that's a third of it. I think there's probably, I'm going to say the other 70% of those that just won't reflect their voters. I mean, it's so, and they don't have to. That's the sad part. You can have somebody that lives in a cherry red district, and their people are very conservative, and they will vote them in, and they will vote opposite many times, but just enough, but they'll vote the opposite and have a horrible record as far as voting as a conservative and still get re-voted in because they've got the power of incumbency. They've got millions of dollars versus somebody who's an upstart trying to do it on their own. And it's, you know, it's just a machine that is really, really difficult to overcome. And so, but anyway, I want to get back to what I think the greatest thing. There's several things that I'm going to talk about them here tonight for just a little while, maybe 30, 40 minutes, something like that. But I want to start with, I think, the most important thing that President Trump has exposed, and that is the utter and complete hypocrisy of the GOP. In fact, if you'll look at it, in the 8 years that President Trump has been running the GOP, 2016, 2020, 20 to 24, he has been in tight control. And on every turn, you have seen that he has exposed the GOP for what it really is. It's a uniparty. It's the right wing of the Democratic Party. Maybe the Democrats are the left wing of the Republican Party. It doesn't matter because they're all gutless. There's 10% of them out of what, 435? There may be 10. I bet it's not 5% of them have the guts to stand up, have the guts to pass a strong, not pass a strong border bill, enforce a border bill that's already written, to not do omnibus budget spending, 5% max. They just 5%. I bet you not 5% have the guts to shut down the government. And one of the best things that can happen to this country, I mean by far, is shutting down the country. And here's another thing. This idea, you shut down the country and people are going to starve and veterans are not going to get their checks and old people are not going to get their checks. All that is lies, lies, lies. You could shut down portions. Shut down the portions that doesn't matter. Shut down the Department of Education. Shut down the EPA. Shut down the SEC. Shut down the IRS. Shut down all these agencies that should be shuttered, and the FBI, the CIA, shut down the ones that need to be, the ATF. And so shut down these folks. oh, what are we going to do without our law enforcement? You have law enforcement. One of the greatest law enforcement forces you have is your county sheriff's department, and U.S. Marshals. So you have plenty of law enforcement, but I digress. But shut all of them down. But yeah, and President Trump did expose the administrative state. President Trump did expose the deep state, as we like to call it, the military industrial complex apparatus with the security apparatus with all the alphabet agencies, three letter agencies and security agencies. And he did expose that, but nothing has he exposed that has been more important to expose than the GOP, Mike Johnson, all of them, to expose them as what they are, gutless, spineless, do not in any shape, form, or fashion represent their citizens at all. So Mike Gallagher, who's the latest, Ken Buck, who is a spineless coward, and steps aside and, you know, throws shade at President Trump. And then you have Mike Gallagher in Wisconsin, who stepped down, but stepped down so that, and that, I'm telling you, they've had meetings, and it's not going to be just Mike Gallagher, and it's not going to be just Ken Buck. These people, now I want you to get this, these people would rather the Democrats have a majority than Donald Trump be president. And it's not about Donald Trump being braggadocious. It's not about Trump being raw and about Trump being a bully or whatever weak, inane garbage that they spout off. It's nothing to do with that. It's globalism. Special interest. It is some peer pressure, and I think it's financial. That's what I want to talk about for the second half of this 30 minutes. I want to talk about the financial part of this. Someone said the other day, and I thought it was fascinating. They said, you know, if you want to do well in the stock market, all you do is trade the same stocks that your congressman trades. And it's dead right. I just got a great idea. I'm going to tell you, because you might want to do it. If you want to do it, you do it. But I'm going to tell you, if somebody would spend the time and take all the stock trades of all the congressmen, Democrat, Republican, doesn't matter. They're all the same. And list them and say, hey, here's the stocks that have been sold this week by your congressman. Here's all the stocks been bought this week by your congressman. If you did that, I bet you would outperform the market by 500%, because that's exactly what they're going to do. And if you don't do that, I'm going to do that. So more power to you if you do it. Hey, I want to talk to you in this last 15 minutes or so. I want to talk to you about the component of this that I think is fascinating about the Ken Bucks, the Mike Gallaghers. And it's not going to stop with them. It'll be the Chip Roys, and it'll be the, who's some of the other ones that are just the weakest, you know, French Hill from our own state here, is one that I could see doing this for sure. Stepping aside. And this is orchestrated. This is not Mike Gallagher waking up and realizing, hey man, I don't think I want to be a congressman anymore. The guy's just, he hadn't been a congressman 15 minutes. He's already decided he didn't want to be. Ken Buck, he didn't wake up and just realize he didn't want to do this. This is orchestrated. I want to spend the next 15 minutes telling you kind of what to look for. Before I do that, I want to say a special thank you to first and foremost are phenomenal listeners, and I was going through your donations today. And again, we're still working on trying to get your names and get some identification of who you are so that we can give you credit. But we had, in the last 3 or 4 days, we had on Patreon, I think it's Patron, or it's not Patreon, it's Patron, I think, on the Podbean app, where you can do, I don't know it's called Super Chat, but it's, you can give money. And folks, it is amazing. You are amazing. $5, $5, $5, $10, $10, $50, $20, $25, $15, $150, $75. Just amazing that people not only follow our show and listen to our show. And this is the Doc Washburn and the Red Pill Plus podcast. I'm doing both right now. I'm your host, Donnie Copeland. I'm doing both right now while Doc is out. So it's Red Pill Plus and the Doc Washburn show. Thank you. Cannot thank you enough for you supporting us the way you do. We're able to do this because you support us. And then to Red River Auto, redriverauto.com, and then PurposeMediaPublishing.com, PurposeMediaPublishing.com, Red River Auto, and then our phenomenal listeners and those that give to us. We are so, so very thankful to each and every one of you, and we have more great content coming out we're going to be doing in the near future. And would just appreciate so much as you spread the word and tell people about Red Pill Plus podcast as well as the Doc Washburn show. And again, Doc's studio is dismantled right now because of a flood at his home. And so I'm doing double duty, and I'm going to be trying to give you some type of content pretty much every 7 days a week. If I'm able to sustain and keep it up, and I believe I can. So let me spend the last 12 to 15 minutes on what you need to watch for. One, this is not going to stop with Ken Buck. And if you're just joining us and you don't want to go back and listen, you've had Ken Buck resign from Congress as a GOP or Republican congressman. Now he's from Colorado. You have Mike Gallagher from Wisconsin that has now resigned. Mike Gallagher not only resigned, but is resigning in timing. He already announced it, but is not actually stepping down to after the date where they could call a special election. So that leaves the seat open from April all the way till January. So that way, that if when President Trump is reelected, the Democrats cannot seat, the Democrats can refuse to seat President Trump. Because here's what's going to happen. The GOP's already decided this, that they are going to they're going to keep resigning until they give the Democrats control. That's the plan. These folks work together. It's Republicans and Democrats against us. Make no mistake about that, my friend. Make no mistake about that. If you think Republicans are on your side, and I know that's sad, and I know you hate to hear that, but it is the truth. The Republicans are the pro-life arm of the Democratic Party. The Democrats are the Marxists, wing of the Republican Party. It is one party, the Uniparty. So here's what you can look for in the coming days, weeks, and months. I want you to look. Now, a lot of these guys are already wealthy, but what's amazing is you have people who come here and they're not wealthy, but when they leave Congress, they are wealthy. That's fascinating, I think. On $180,000 a year, living in Washington, D.C., where a one-bedroom apartment's $2,000 a month, but on $180,000 a year, they become worth millions of dollars. How does that happen? And what tells me is it's not it's not the congressional pay where the real money is coming in. But here's what I want you to watch over the next, what is it, 8 months. And that is, I want you to watch who Mike Galler goes to work for. I want you to watch what gigs Mike Galler gets in media. I want you to watch what boards Mike Gallagher starts sitting on. I want you to watch the boards and the media positions that Ken Buck gets and those others that are coming, and there will be others that will resign. And I want you to watch. So that leads, because what's going to happen, they're going to get paid off. See, one of the greatest things I learned when I was in the State House, I always heard, politics is sleazy and, people are dishonest and they're getting paid off. And so, you envision these bags of cash and, shoe boxes full of money. And, that stuff's happened before. But that's not typically how it happens. How it happens is you see this guy who doesn't hardly have a high school degree. And his wife, he didn't have any discernible skills. She didn't have any discernible skills. He's serving in the House of Representatives, making $40,000 a year. And all of a sudden, she gets a job with the governor's office, making $100,000 a year. You go, how'd that happen? Well, that same guy, I forgot to tell you this, that same guy that is serving, making $40,000 a year, and his wife just got a job making $100,000 a year, he switched his vote from being against Medicaid, to being for state-ran Obamacare. Curious thing. A senator, her husband, who was a doctor, and they're no longer together, but he curiously, they award him a clinic out in this rural area, out in the blue. They build a clinic out there. He gets a brand new clinic out of the deal. She jumped ship. You see these people getting $100,000 a year jobs, and that's how they do it. That's how they buy people off. Well, in Congress, it's a whole nother level. And then you've got this, you got Bain Capital ran by Mitt Romney. And so, and they own multiple companies. They're a private equity firm. So they've got, multiple companies that are multi-million-dollar, billion-dollar companies. And so watch Ken Buck end up on some board of directors that is connected to Bain Capital. Watch Mike Gallagher get two or three board ships paying, $250,000 a year for life, just set up. Hey, Mike, if you'll step down, don't step down April the 2nd, because then they could put in somebody. Wait till after April the 2nd. So here's the question. So what is Mitt Romney getting for orchestrating this? And I'm going to tell you who's behind it. Ronna McDaniel, who sat up there and took money. That's why, for all of you that are sending me text wanting money for the GOP, you can stop. I always put stop. Don't send me any more. I'm not giving a dime to the GOP. I wouldn't give you a dime for anything in the world. And you can use President Trump. They're seizing his towers. They're doing this to that. If I'm going to give money to Donald Trump, I'm going to give it direct to Donald Trump. I'm not giving it to you. It's not going through the GOP. I'll send him a check. I'll put money in his hand. I'll pay on his website. I'm not giving you a red cent. I wouldn't give you the sweat off of boar hog's ears. I'm not giving you anything because you have poked us in the eye. You have double-crossed us. You are worse than a Democrat. At least I know a Democrat is a Democrat tells me they're against me, but not you. You pretend to be for me. You pretend to be on my side. You pretend to be representing me. And you're sitting here, and if Mike Johnson in the GOP, you would censor and you would remove you would tell Mike Gallagher, hey, you either resign effective April the 2nd or we're removing you from office. But I'm going to tell you, even if you had somebody that had the guts to do that, they couldn't get the votes. That's how crooked this mess is. And that's what Donald Trump, that's why so many people just give up on this and say, you know what, I'm not doing it. I'm done. I'm not doing it. And I already knew when I was in the state house, I served one term and I knew I was not doing it again. Because one, I'm not going out there raising money and running every 2 years. So I ran for the Senate and I ran against a Lisa Murkowski type state senator who had poked her own voters in the eye every chance she got. She outspent me 3 or 4 to 1 and she beat me by just under 3 points, 2.7 points or something like that. It was fairly close. Out of, you know, quite a few votes. I think she beat me by like 300 votes or something. And you know what they did? You know how they beat me? I won election day by 20 points. She beat me on early voting. Does that sound familiar? By 22 and some change. So the net results was she won. By 2.7, 2.6, something like that. But yeah, I found out later, you know what they did? Her and Asa Hutchinson hired a Democrat operative and they elicited or recruited Democrats to vote because here in Arkansas, you can vote, you can cross over lines, party lines, and vote in another's primary. That they had, I don't know how many they got. I don't know if they got 300. I think I lost about 322 votes, something like that. Out of it was a huge vote. If you know, you can do the math. But if 2.7%, you know, 300 is 2% of what number? And so what 30,000 is 10%. So 60,000. 60,000, 2% what, 600. So 50,000, you know, something like that, 50,000 votes. So, but anyway, doesn't matter. They recruited Democrats. They couldn't beat me against Republicans. I won Republicans, you know, probably 4 to 1, 5 to 1. So they had to beat me with Democrats. But you know what? It didn't matter. When I was done, I was done. I ran. I lost. I said, sayonara. I don't go to the Capitol. I don't want anything to do with it. But what I do want to do is spend my time showing you that your hope is not in the GOP. No more than it's in Democrats, and it's certainly not in Democrats. Now, what do we do going forward? That is a great question. I think there almost has to become an independent wing, just like there is a conservative wing of the Republican Party. There's almost got to become and a good friend of mine, I may have him on here sometime, and he has some great, he says you've got to start recruiting independents who defeat Republicans so that Democrats get the vote so before the GOP will wake up. I don't think that would wake them up because they're on the same side anyway. So I don't know if it's a third party. I don't know what it is, but I know the GOP is not the answer. And so you look at all that Donald Trump exposed globalism. He exposed big pharma. He exposed, in a way no one else had, he exposed the corruption of the judicial system with all the lawfare. He has exposed the globalists. He's exposed the dirty rottenness of the deep state and the administrative state. I think he exposed the rottenness and the debauchery and the just criminality of the FBI like no one has since JFK. But the number one thing that he exposed is the hypocrisy and the lack of conviction and the lack of conservatism that exists overwhelmingly in the Republican Party. And so there are a lot of things that we can be very thankful for Donald Trump. And Donald Trump also has awakened the independent vote in this country like no one ever has, because he has exposed the just complete and total lack of principle and corruptness that is in the two-party system. And I would just say primarily the GOP. If the Democrats are rotten and soulless, then the Republicans are spineless, gut-wrenching, dishonest, every adjective I can imagine. And so of all the things that Donald Trump has exposed, I think it comes out and reminds us tonight with the resignation of Mike Gallagher, congressman in Wisconsin, who doesn't choose to resign April the 2nd so there can be a special election to fill his seat. No. He decides that he will step down as of April the 19th, 17 days later. Why? Because then there cannot be a special election and the Democrats edge closer to a majority. That, my friend, is your GOP. And that is what Donald Trump has exposed. Hey, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for being here tonight. As always, I am just so, so very thankful for you. Thanks again to all of our listeners who give to us individually. Thank you so very much. Thank you to RedRiverAuto.com. And thank you to Purpose Media Publishing. If you're looking to get published, we will get you published. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your day today, and I'll see you right back here tomorrow. God bless. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.